Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president said none of his commanders said that he should keep troops in Afghanistan.
So no one told, your military advisor did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years.
No one said that to me that I can recall.
Was that a false statement or not?
I've given you my opinion on the matter. I've given you my judgment on it.
We all know it was a false statement.
Yes and no.
Then what are you saying?
I'm saying no. But I'm leaning towards yes.
Then you're saying yes.
No.
Then it's no. Not necessarily.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Words that sound great, but so far has led to no action. Build back better, blah, blah, blah. Green economy, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Yakety, swackety.
The call I hear all day. Yakety,
yap. Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Blah, blah, blah. It's always a good day when you have new Greta Thunberg material to chuckle over. And we have some great sound today from the hearing on Capitol Hill, the Senate hearing on the fiasco in Afghanistan. The generals threw Joe Biden under the bus. The guy's made a career out of throwing other people under the bus. It's good to have the worm turn, so to speak. 844-500-4242. We'll get to all that. But the first thing I want to do is talk about the pink boat blocking the governor's driveway this morning in Swampscott on Monument Avenue. And, he lives in a huge mansion. And so these hippies came by, and they're from Climate Extinction or something like that. I don't know what they're so angry about. I mean, the guy wants to raise the gas taxes 150%. I mean, isn't that enough? I mean, hasn't he turned the state into enough of a basket case with his overreach and his lockdowns and his mask mandates and threatening to fire public servants for?
Sorry.
I mean, what more do they want? He's living the Democrat dream as a Republican governor. And yet so these hippies bring this boat. Again, it's a sailboat, as I just told Grace during, it's not.
Soon we'll be making another run.
If they really care about the environment, you would think they would be pro sailboat, but instead they're just putting the sailboat up as a sacrificial lamb. It's a Trojan sailboat, and they're all chained to it. Seven of them are chained to it, and not a motorboat, because a motorboat costs a lot more, because more people want motorboats now than they want sailboats. Right? Guys from the Cape, they know this. So you can't sell a sailboat anymore because people are too lazy to have to deal with it. You have to learn how to operate a sailboat as opposed to, hey, give me a beer. Let's go in. So I sense a lack of serious purpose by the fact they're using a sailboat. But they bring the sailboat in and they block the driveway. And then the state police get scrambled and they're all coming. And they're dragging them off the boat. And they just, all these guys, they look like they're out of central casting from, we need seven Bernie bros. And you ask yourself, how do you get a day off in the middle of the week to go chain yourself to a sailboat in front of the governor's house, his mansion? And of course, the answer is they don't have any bosses. They got trust funds. You just look at them, and they're legacies. So anyway, they were live streaming this silliness. Listen. So we have some of the live streaming that's going on here, and they sing too. They sing. There you go.
What do we do in a climate crisis? What do we do in a climate crisis? What do we do in a climate crisis?
You know, on a day when Greta Thunberg appears in public, it's not often you get someone dumber than her out there. But these people have topped her.
At least they had a theme going of sea shanties.
774. How did they get the sailboat to the house? Did they carry it? They must have. Yes, they did. They used obviously they used the truck. And another thing, where were the state police? This is the second time in like what, 7-8 months? The one time the guy apparently, it looks like he was asleep when someone just walked by him and went up to the front door and started knocking on it. And this time it's even worse. I mean, I can understand everybody falls asleep every once in a while, but I mean, these people came up with a truck hauling a pink sailboat, and the cop didn't notice it? How did that happen? Do we have a little more? Let's have a little more.
Baker is a climate zero. Massachusetts needs a hero. Baker is a climate zero. Massachusetts needs a hero.
He's got to be thinking no good deed goes unpunished. He's pushing this thing called the Transportation Climate Initiative. It may cost him the primary or among Republicans. People are so angry about it. I'm angry about it. We're getting signatures to put this thing on the ballot. He wants to raise the gas taxes from 24 cents a gallon to 62 cents a gallon. Every other governor between here and Virginia has pulled out of it. Most of whom are Democrats, has pulled out of it because it's so onerous and so draconian and so unprogressive. It's just gonna screw poor people. And Charlie Parker's all in on it. And this is the thanks he gets from the hippies.
XR is here in Swampscott on Monument Avenue, blocking Governor Baker's driveway, putting him under house arrest.
House arrest.
Because he is a climate criminal. The police are preparing to move the boat, even though 7 people are locked onto it and could be harmed or seriously injured.
Oh,
in the process.
Man! They might drop their stashes. They got some expensive weed on the SS Climate Emergency. What's going to happen to it when they're lugged? Oh, my goodness. 603, these people were slightly dumber than the rise of the Moors. Remember those people on the mass on 128? Who were they from Rhode Island, the black guys who were going up to do some target practice with unregistered rifles in Maine. And then when the cops pulled them over, they ran out of the car. Yeah, you know what? I think they are dumber. At least the rise of the Moors, they knew what they wanted to do. I mean, they had a goal. They were going to take some target practice. What the hell was the goal of these people? Anyway, 844
542-42. What do we do in a climate crisis? What do we do in a climate crisis?
508. Look on the bright side, Howie. At least the chanting Karens were not at Market Basket hassling you. That's true. You know what? That is a good point. These are fewer people to be going around telling you to go down the right way on a one-way aisle. So the COVID cootie won't catch you. 844-500-4242. You know, and again, I appreciate, I respect the state police more for coming, for, you know, scrambling to get there. I know they have to, that's their job. But I mean, this is the same governor who, again, he's doing all the right things for these hippies, you know, imposing these lockdowns, abrogating civil liberties, ruining the economy, shutting down the schools, shutting down the courts, shutting down everything. And now he's trying to fire the state police who won't get a jab, and yet they still came and they lugged the hippies away. I won't say they were defending him exactly, because I don't think he was in any real danger from Cheech and Chong who showed up.
Do we know if he was even home?
I don't think he was home. It didn't seem to... You know, if he were home, wouldn't there be a state cop outside the door? Wouldn't somebody have gotten there a little quicker? The first I heard of it was about, I guess, about 9 o'clock this morning. And then somebody told me that the person who I talked to said that there were some chainsaws going, and he thought maybe that there was a problem that they'd somehow gotten the boat into a place where it couldn't be moved, and they were going to have to chop up the boat. But that didn't turn out to be true. I don't know what that...
After the incident where the guy broke into Charlie Baker's house, don't you have like a state police cruiser just in the driveway path the entire time?
I think they've always had a state police cruiser in the driveway. It's like the Boston. It's like in Boston. They have a cruiser outside of Menino's house or Walsh's house and probably Janie's house now. They had after Walsh left, they kept a cruiser out in front of the house, nobody in it or sometimes somebody was in it Dorchester. For months after he left and became Secretary of Labor. So I don't know what the hell happened here with them being allowed to park that stupid boat. But it's hilarious. By the way, we've got lots of good pictures. We got more pictures than than either of the newspapers. So if you go to our Twitter feed, @HowieCarrShow, you can see any of these pictures. They're pretty funny. 603 says they should have been chanting, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Charlie Bacon's got to go." That would have been a good one. All right. 844-500-4242. We just had to take a little detour from the hearings on Capitol Hill for that little local story. 844-500-4242. And when we come back, we have a great cheap bastard deal. So stand by. You may have just received an email or text from me about Eden Pure bringing back their famous buy one, get one free sale on their most popular product, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. With more than 100,000 sold and counting, the Thunderstorm is sweeping the nation because people everywhere are raving about how well it works to get rid of odors, kill mold and mildew, and to freshen the air. It starts working in a matter of minutes to cleanse the air in your home to help you start breathing better. And there are no costly air filters to replace, saving you hundreds of dollars every year. Find out what you've been missing. Get a Thunderstorm for yourself. Eden Pure guarantees the Thunderstorm to get rid of any odor or your money back. You have nothing to lose. And right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners this week only. That's right, buy one, get one free. Pet, kitchen, paint smells like we had last week in our office. Tobacco and basement smells are gone in no time flat with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. This offer ends Sunday, October 3rd at midnight. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Yes, we're in a climate crisis, as the hippies were chanting today outside Charlie Parker's house, or as Joe Biden likes to call it, a climate crisis. But we're not going to let that stand in the way of a nice cheap bastard deal here today. This is another really good one. It's a restaurant restaurants down on the Cape, and Scally's Irish Ale House specializes in down-to-earth hospitality with warm welcome service, delicious comfort foods of authentic Irish and American cuisine. Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth is a neighborhood pub with seats for everyone. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth for just $25. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, and this gift card can also be used at their other three restaurants, DePalma Italian Table and Yarmouth House, both in West Yarmouth, and the Tap City Grill in Hyannis. So you got the Cape covered, when you get this gift certificate. It's a $50 gift card for just $25. Joining us now is Dave. He's the chef at Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth. And he's here to tell us about the food. You brought in a great spread. The shepherd's pie is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It's been a big hit so far. Thanks for having me.
That's really what's in the shepherd's pie?
Shepherd's pie, the trick is everything's from scratch. Got to go with the slow-roasted veal bones for the stock and diced carrots, corn, peas, and it's all about the gravy that you make.
The potatoes aren't bad either.
Oh, yeah. The potatoes with the cheddar cheese.
Yeah, because you got to put them on top and the gravy seeps, goes up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, comes up and infuses it, as to use that chef-type word.
Yes,
infusing.
Yes.
So it's really great. You also had something I'd never seen before, which I thought were really a great idea, which is cheeseburger egg rolls.
Oh, yeah. They're a big hit as well with our secret burger sauce dipping sauce. It's phenomenal. The families love it. It's a great shareable item. Another big hit as well is the beef stew.
Yeah.
And the chicken pot pie also brought in.
So we're moving into the cooler months, and it's more of a time for comfort food, isn't
exactly.
it? And so this is great. This is a great thing to get. How many days are you guys open? All 7 days?
Unfortunately, not. We're open 6 days a week. We're closed Wednesdays. We're open for lunch during the weekends, Saturday, Sunday, just in time for the football season.
Yeah.
And we're running daily specials as well.
Daily specials for dinner. What time you open for dinner?
3 o'clock every day, or every day but Wednesday, excuse me.
Okay, and how about the Parma Italian Table, Yarmouth House, and Tap City Grill? Same days off, or what? Are they open every day? Doc.
The Parma Italian Table is closed Monday.
Yarmouth House is closed Tuesday.
Yarmouth House is closed Tuesday.
Monday.
Tap City's open 7 days
Tap
a week.
Tap City is never tapped out.
That's right.
That's open 7 days a week. Okay. So what's the number one the favorite dish right now at Scally's Irish Ale House?
As you said, the shepherd's pie. It's been a huge hit. For salads, the beaten arugula salad has been very popular. Mm-hmm. And entrees, I'd have to say fish and chips, beer battered fish and chips.
Yeah. What do you got on tap at Tap City Grill, for instance?
At tap, I'd have to say probably the more popular beer is Wormtown. Got to give it to the local.
Wormtown?
Oh, yeah.
From Worcester?
Yeah.
Over Cape Cod?
Yep, unfortunately.
Wow, that's a shocker. Go ahead, Grace.
The food is really delicious. It's like comfort food to the max. I've already packed up a little to-go box. It's so yummy.
Yeah. No.
It's perfect for the fall, too. It's like very cozy, and it fills you up. It's just perfect.
Yeah, when I saw the spread you guys were laying out, I was saying, I'm really sorry that we ended the VIPs last week, because the VIPs would be swooning over this food. There's no question about it.
The ale onion soup as well. That's been a huge hit, especially with
ale onion.
Yep, it's just like a French onion, but ale.
Mm, wow, that's pretty interesting. Remember when Ray Flynn used to order that? He said, "I'd like some French onion soup, holy onions." He was kind of unassimilated, if you know what I mean. He would have liked.
It's really good home cooked. It tastes like a home cooked meal, though, and it's stuff that you can't get everywhere. Like, I can't remember the last time I had shepherd's pie, but man, it's really good.
Well, this is really good. Again, we only have a few of these. We have a goodly amount, but they're going to go really fast. So, if you want a $50 gift card to Scally's Ale House, De Parma Italian Table, Yarmouth House, and Tap City Grill, it's good. The $50 gift card, it's good at any of these restaurants, and you can get it for just $25, so that's half price. And if you're down on the caper, you know, the weather's still great. The weather's still great for another month, you know.
Yeah.
And even when it's kind of cold, I mean, it's nice when there's fewer people on the Cape, so it's good to get down there and enjoy yourself. And this is a perfect way to do it. So we really appreciate you guys coming in, Dave and Doc, and thank you very much. And we'll be eating the shepherd's pie and the beef stew and the chicken pot pie and the egg roll, cheeseburger egg roll. We'll be eating these for days here at the
Thanks
Howie Carr Show.
Us.
All right, HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. Get your $50 gift card for just $25. Do it now. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. There are more breaking news from Swampscott in the wake of the insurrection today. The insurrection. Because they were unarmed protesters, so it must be an insurrection. It's the worst insurrection since the Civil War.
I'll never forget where I was on 9/28.
I won't either. I was saying, oh, great, we got some good Greta Thunberg audio today. And then I got the call. There's a pink boat in front of the governor's driveway. Oh, no. Things will never be the same again. This will not stand, as George H.W. Bush once said. So tonight, though, they've called a special meeting of the Swampscott town meeting. And they're going to discuss what to do with this invasion of hippies into their fair community. And one of the first speakers is going to be a well-known hippie battler who's been on the job for a long time.
I know hippies. I've hated them all my life. I've kept this town free of hippies on my own since I was 5 and a half.
That's from South Park. That was a thank you for the texter who suggested that. I hate hippies, he said. All right. Someone says that pink boat was in my neighbor's yard in Lindboro, New Hampshire. The other side of the boat was painted just transition. What a nut job. Well, yeah, obviously, whoever dropped the boat off, all of them were nut jobs. Okay, now it's time for Grace's News.
Thank you, Howard. I want to start with the news that Andrew Cuomo decided to post a photo of himself with his dog out fishing. Disgraced ex-governor Andrew Cuomo.
I thought the dog went to the farm.
Revealed Tuesday what he's been doing.
A talented dog.
Hanging out with one of the few pals he still has left. Cuomo made his first public appearance in weeks on his Instagram account, where he posted a photo of himself and his dog, Captain, on a small boat. The fall bass run is coming and Captain is ready, Cuomo wrote in a caption. Cuomo's show of affection toward his pooch followed a report that he tried to abandon Captain at the executive mansion in Albany after he moved out. Cuomo even asked his staffers if anyone would adopt his pet, with one briefly accepting before deciding the hulking, high-strung bundle of fur was too much to handle. Now, here are some of the comments underneath.
Hulking, high-strung bundle of fur. I like that.
So in the photo, he's holding up a fish, and here are some of the comments underneath the Instagram. Will you be groping this bass too? another Instagram user wrote, sweet, that's one you won't get in trouble for grabbing. So people were not as receptive to his reemergence on Instagram as he had hoped.
You'll notice he waited, though, to do his first posting until after his successor, Hochul, managed to irritate huge proportions of the population on Sunday with her references to being spoken to by God.
Yeah, and it's also, if you really look into the details of the story, the fact that yesterday Hochul was bragging about bringing in the National Guard to replace these fired healthcare workers, who, by the way, as Janice Dean pointed out, I'm old enough to remember when these people were being hailed as heroes a year ago, and now they're being told they can't come to work. But it's an insane thing, Howie, because it also it puts in jeopardy a lot of people in this hospital. I mean, you know this, Howie, from working in a lot of different companies. When you bring someone new onto the staff, there's a transition period of, you know, mistakes are made, things fall through the cracks. If you're laying off all of these people and then bringing in National Guard people, there's going to be some things that they're not privy to.
Right. Well, how about the absences at all the companies, health clinics, et cetera, where the National Guard that you're bringing in used to work?
Right.
I mean, they're going to have a problem now, too.
It's a trickle effect. And Marty McCary, who I know you're a big fan of, he wrote, swapping out experienced nurses with National Guard who are not familiar with the hospital systems, local ways of doing things, and emergency protocol has risks. recognize natural immunity instead of demonizing our heroes who put their lives on the line and got COVID. And Chris Bedford from The Federalist also brought up a good point in relation to McCary's tweet. He said, remember when going on a ventilator was a death sentence and thousands died because hospital staff didn't understand how to use them, pumping more air into failing lungs? The difference between then and now is experience. New York wants to dash that for their new religion. And that is true. There are things about COVID that we learn, but there's also things, Howie, that you really only learn if you're a nurse and you're doing it every day. There's right. tricks of the trade is probably what you'd call it. And now you're bringing in a fresh batch of people. It's like we're going a year backwards.
Right. Like you, if you're getting an IV, you want someone who's got some experience giving IVs as opposed to somebody who just got out of nursing school.
Absolutely. Yeah, so this will be a interesting thing to watch because we're already seeing not just with healthcare workers, but with superstars, I mean, NBA superstars, rap superstars, comedians, people who are speaking out. And it's sad that it took this long, but it's interesting to see people realize that, you know, you're not allowed to ask questions anymore in this current culture.
And how about the state police? They say that the union in Massachusetts says that a dozen state police are going to quit. The governor says only one of them. And there's been speculation on the text line that maybe that they were able to put the pink boat in front of his driveway is because the state cop that was on duty had abandoned his post to go get the jab so he wouldn't get fired. That would be ironic, wouldn't it? That would seem appropriate.
So sit right back in your hero tale, a tale of a fateful trip. Howie, in other news, this is nationwide search news. Are you ready for this?
Yes. Always ready for a nationwide search.
Vice President Kamala Harris has hired two advisors as her portfolio grows. All right, so Vice President Kamala Harris has hired two new advisors, one of which is Lorraine Voles. And her description, I think, on like her website or her resume is that she's basically really good at helping people navigate the press and like things that a very novice politician would need, you know, not something that you'd think the vice president would need, you know, interview preparation, stuff like that. The other person is Adam Frankel. Do you know who Adam Frankel is?
Is he related to Max Frankel, who used to work at the New York Times?
No, he's a former Obama speechwriter. I believe that was his old job. And he's married to a woman named Stephanie Psaki.
Psaki? The sister of Jen Psaki?
Yes. Adam Frankel is Jen Psaki's brother-in-law.
I wonder, check it out and see if he's like somehow related to Max Frankel. He was like about a generation ago at the New York Times, but that's not that common of a name.
Now, Voles is a public relations and crisis communications expert. Why does Kamala Harris, first of all, what's happening at the border, which she's in charge of, we've been told time and time again, it's not a crisis, it's not a flood, it's a situation. So why does she need a crisis manager?
And the border's closed.
Yeah.
The border, it's like trying to get someone to comment on a restaurant when it's closed, right? What's the problem here?
It's very confusing. Did you see how he's speaking of New York? There was a lot of protests against the vaccine mandates yesterday. Wake up, New York. Wake up, New York is what they were chanting. And it was interesting.
Were they chanting bleep Joe Biden? Because they have been known to chant that on the Brooklyn Bridge and at the Mets-Yankees games.
No, but it was interesting because it was all different ages, races,
right.
genders.
Like that was the march on across the Brooklyn Bridge was the same way. By the way, did you see about the latest accusation against Chris Cuomo?
Yes, from Melanie Buck, I believe her name is.
Yes, and she said she felt threatened by him, and apparently the New York Post said there are reports that she received a sizable payout not to go to the press about what Chris Cuomo had been doing to her. But she issued a statement saying that she was very proud that she had made Chris Cuomo number one at CNN. Number one at CNN. That's like being the biggest dwarf in the midget circus. Or the biggest midget in the dwarf circus.
The tallest.
The tallest, yes.
How dare you?
I'm not. That's why I didn't say it. I only helped him with it because I don't want to upset any communities.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
But Howie, it's strange that she would feel threatened by Chris Cuomo because, as far as we know, the only fights we've seen him get in are with a heckler who called him Fredo, a fat tire biker who he also yelled at, and at one point he talked about throat punching while he was on the air with Don Lemon. But besides that, he doesn't seem to be an aggressive person.
But he also likes to grab women by their rear ends, but it's not in a sexual manner.
How else is he grabbing them? Like, how? I don't understand that.
Well, I think I said today on WGAN when I was doing my morning hit with Matt, I said, can you imagine if Donald Trump Jr. got caught grabbing someone's ass? And he said he didn't do it in a sexual way. What would I mean, he would be shunned forever and a day.
Oh, yeah, they'd be bringing like legal charges against him.
Yeah. They'd be bringing him up before those same congressional committees where he had to testify for hours and hours and hours about his 10-minute meeting that was set up by Hillary Clinton's paid political hitmen.
All right, let's check in now on California. Governor Gavin Newsom signs bill making vote-by-mail permanent for registered voters. I want to read you some of this, Howie, because it really is amazing. The practice of sending vote-by-mail ballots to every registered voter first began in California in 2020. It was extended through 2021 as a safety measure because of the virus in a move to increase access to democracy and enfranchise more voters.
Right. Right. Who wrote this?
This is from LA Blade Digital Staff. Oh, I think it's from like a California publication. In a move to increase, they're permanently requiring a vote by mail ballot be mailed to every active registered voter in the state. The reason I wanted to bring this up is because, and I saw this yesterday on Twitter. You remember the hanging chads thing with the
Florida?
Bush?
Sure, of course. In Florida, in Broward and Palm Beach County.
After that happened, a lot of people felt that Gore won. Right or wrong, that's how they felt after it happened. The hanging chads really threw them off. Now, after that, did we continue with hanging chads?
No.
This is the part of this that a lot of people are bringing up, which is whether or not you believe Joe Biden won fair and square, it should be enough that I think it's like 60% of Republicans don't think the election was on the level, that we should be doing everything in our power to make people believe there's election integrity. And instead, what they're doing is saying, let's take all of that doubt and make it permanent and keep this going forever so that no one has faith in the elections. It's so backwards.
And again, most other Western democracies have done away with all kinds of mail-in ballots. You have to produce yourself to get at a precinct, a voting place, to get a ballot. And that cuts down on the amount of fraud. And they try, every other country that's tried this has decided there was just too much fraud. The Democrats have seen, yes, there's plenty of fraud, but that's the way we like it. We like fraud.
There's more rules and restrictions to get into a Shake Shack in New York than there is to vote in an election. What more do you need to know? By the way, really quickly, Howie, before I go, just because it's a Harvard story, Harvard ramps up COVID security theater by moving business classes online despite high vaccination rate. How high? The school brags a 95% COVID-19 vaccination rate among students and 96% among its staff, but they'll be moving the classes online. I'll leave that story with you.
Yeah, no, I saw that story. And, the business schools are getting less enrollment every year because people just don't think there's as much added value as there used to be. This isn't a good indication of why there's less added value if they're pulling this kind of nonsense.
You know what? If you can see that there's not that much added value in Harvard Business School at this point, you're probably good at business. You're probably in the right career.
Yeah, at least you're smart enough. Yeah, you're smart enough to do whatever you want. Okay, thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Leave me a little bit of that shepherd's pie, okay, to take home.
Well, there's a whole tray. I'm not going to take all
of it. I want to make sure there's enough.
Date on that, by the way?
It'll be good for months.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for months. And by the way, you can still get your $50 gift
card.
Seafood
paella is still in the fridge.
For $25, go to HowieCarshow.com. Click on store Scally's Irish Ale House and all the other great places on the Cape. Get on board now. We live in really scary times, especially for the power grid. Believe me, in a time of crisis, the value of a solar generator is priceless. Powerful Living in Thompson, Illinois has a great one on sale right now for you. This generator is easy to use, too. It's literally point, plug, and power up. All you do is take it out of the box, point the panel at the sun, plug the solar panel into the power backup, and turn it on. That's it. And unlike gas generators, it runs silently, doesn't emit any dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Run your sump pumps, your shortwave radio, and your computers, as well as your refrigerators, to keep your food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Right now, get over $700 in free bonuses, too, at mysolarbackup.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
I could still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
.413 says, so you need a vaccine passport to go to the store, but nothing to get a mail-in ballot. Yes, that is correct. Here's another 413. When I was living in Ireland, people were like, really? When I told them I could vote by mail? It's not a thing there. They also aren't masking little kids at school there. The usual let's be more like Europe crowd have no comment on these facts. No, I wouldn't think they would. 844-500-4242. We're going to get to the hearing today with the generals about the Afghanistan disaster. And it was not a good day for Joe Biden. Another bad day for Joe Biden when he's being thrown on the bus by his woke generals. I'm not sure how woke General McKenzie is. He's the Kenneth McKenzie. He's the CENTCOM commander. But the other two are certainly very woke. Thoroughly Modern Millie and Secretary Lloyd Austin of the Defense Department. See, I know his name. That makes me different than Joe Biden, because Joe doesn't know his name. He appointed him, or he was told to read his name when his caregivers decided to appoint Lloyd Austin as the defense secretary. But I know his name. But he's not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer. None of them are the sharpest knives in the drawer. That's for sure. And we'll play the cuts. But they did. I will say this: they were under oath. They knew that. They did not lie for Joe Biden when it came to the question of what had they told him about pulling all of the troops precipitously out of Afghanistan. Of course, they didn't want to fall on their swords, did they? But, you know, the saddest thing of all here, one of the sadder stories of the day is, remember the U.S. Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller? Last month, he ripped into military leadership following the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport, which killed 13 U.S. military and hundreds of Afghans. And Lieutenant Colonel Schiller went on Facebook, and he announced he was resigning his commission and walking away from a $2 million pension. Guess what? He's in the brig. They've got him in the brig at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. It's amazing. You know, this guy, Thoroughly Modern Millie, you know, he committed a gross act of insubordination at the very least when he usurped the authority of the commander in chief to tell this to the Chinese general that he had let him know if we were going to invade. Today he said, oh, I knew they weren't going to. I knew Trump would never invade or never attack China. So why the hell did he say that? But Millie is running around, you know, just this hulking 300-pound turd, you know, with all these medals on his chest. And they got this patriot, Lieutenant Colonel Schiller. He's in jail. He's in the brig. I'm Howie Carr.